Good day and welcome to this new episode of Strictly Legal on WESN Content Capital. Today is the 27th day of January 2022. Of course, we're in a new year. We are almost finished. 365 days of January, as they say. Anyway, my name is Rondell Donoher and I am your host today on WESN Content Capital. Of course, you can stream us live on WESNCC as well as all social media platforms. Now today, we have yet again legal learning, yet again legal information for you. And we are going to discuss the issue of fireworks. Now, as you know, just recently, actually just the first of January, there would have been an issue where I think it was 25 or 4 homes were destroyed by fire. So therefore, it left 25 persons homeless, basically. And it was discovered that a lantern, that was a Chinese lantern, that landed on one of the houses would have started that fire. And obviously that would have now produced an entire debate with respect to the use of fireworks in all forms and what legislation are there to protect persons who are victims, as we say, of such fireworks set off by the public. And of course, you know, we do have legislation, but whether these legislations are enforced is a problem. We know in Trinidad and Tobago, there's a lot of talk about enforcement. We have the laws, but no enforcement. And of course, in a release, the 5 days later, the Attorney General would have said that they were proposing new legislation to combat or regulate the use and sale of fireworks. And today we are going to speak about that proposed legislation as well as what is currently in place. And we have a new feature on Strictly Legal where we'll be taking your calls. If you just put the number on the screen on WESN. And then we will just have a conversation in terms of your comments or your questions to the guests relating to the instant topic. Now, my guest today is Ms. Antonia Pierre. She's a senior associate at Hoves and Associates, attorneys at law, and she joined the firm in July of 2018 to gain practical experience before being called to the bar in November 2018 in the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. Of course, she will have read law for the last 5 years prior to her call. Ms. Pierre assists the senior partner in civil litigation and acts as instructing attorney. She specializes in property disputes, employment law, and constitutional law. And of course, she's based in Port of Spain. And it is quite an honor to have her here. Her name is Antonia Pierre. Good morning, Antonia.
Good morning, Rondell.
And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I am good. And thanks for joining us. At such a crucial time.
Yes.
Now we're speaking about fireworks. I mean, I know there are a lot of questions, there are a lot of proposals being placed. So let's talk about fireworks. Are there any existing laws in place? For one, the use, and two, the sale of fireworks?
Yes, so currently the sale of fireworks are governed under the Explosives Act, which says that only wholesale or retail dealers could sell fireworks. The current legislation that regards the use of fireworks is the same legislation that they're trying to amend, which is the Summary Offences Act. And that specifically, currently, Section 99 of that Act says that no person may use fireworks within a town unless they first seek a permit pursuant to the Section 101 from the Commissioner of Police, which sets out the fireworks regulations. If a person currently sets out fireworks within a town under that Section 99, they face a fine of $1,000.
Wow, that is interesting, because the thing is, you're saying that you need a permit to use a firework,
seek a firework under the fireworks regulations, yes.
Right. So therefore, of course, I mean, and I know we will speak about enforcement, because if you require a permit to use the to set off fireworks, then I believe half of Trinidad and Tobago should be fined.
Well, I think that's what was missing from being specifically stated in the current legislation, and that's what they're seeking to address in new legislation. Because in the new legislation, what they're seeking to introduce are fixed penalty notices for fireworks. And if you read it, it seems to take the same mechanism as the fixed penalty notices that they now use for road traffic matters, where you would be issued the fixed penalty notice by the officer and you have 14 days within which to pay the fine.
Right. So you're saying that, of course, there's regulation in terms of the use of fireworks. Now, let's say, for instance, fireworks within communities or residential areas. I mean, we have seen a lot of time where, you know, during our festive season, because we have a lot of festive seasons, yes. We have Christmas, we have New Year's, we have Diwali, particularly Diwali, where there's a lot of fireworks being displayed, etc. What about the regulation within the community? What is happening there in terms of persons who sets off fireworks, cause harm, and persons feel as though, or victims feel as though, they have no recourse to justice?
Right, so let's look at what it has now. So as it has now, under Section 99, a person who lets off a firework within a town face a $1,000 fine. Then Section 100, under the same Summary Offences Act, reads that a person who sets off a firework not in a town faces a fine of $400. The Act also specifies what is considered a town. Currently, it states Port of Spain, Arima, and San Fernando, or any other place that the minister may so deem, as well as a 2-mile radius amongst the places that I have just named. But if you look at the proposed legislation, it goes more in depth. So what the proposed legislation, it has provision that says, for instance, that no person who uses fireworks may do so in such a way that poses a nuisance or a danger to the public. It says that it specifically has a section that would say that you cannot set off any firework towards a house, towards the street, towards a car. It also says that no fireworks may be set off within 1/2-mile radius. Where,
and that is the current legislation?
This is the proposed legislation. Okay. So the proposed one is going way more in depth, because it's saying you cannot set it off within the 1/2-mile radius to the hospitals, to the homes for the elderly, to the zoo, because I know animals have a major concern. So, but as the current legislation, it's only once it is within a town, $1,000 fine. If it's not a town, $400 fine.
And of course, $400 fine is really nothing to pay.
But
then it's a criminal record.
Correct.
Right? And when we say not a town, therefore that would mean anywhere that is not,
it's
in
not Port of Spain, Arima, San Fernando.
That
2 miles radius around them.
And 2 miles radius is really, I mean, is that even a lot?
No.
That distance, that calculation doesn't seem to be a lot. Now, in terms of enforcement, what is, do we have current enforcement proceedings for the use?
No. So I mean, you could, if it is currently, you see your neighbor setting it off, you call the officers, because they will be in breach of those sections. Correct. Mm-hmm. Those sections 99 and 100, and they risk the fine. Because under the Summary Offences Act, any breach of those sections, a charge could be brought in conjunction with the Summary Courts Act, of course. But that's what the new legislation seeks to address, because they're introducing the fixed penalty notices within which you have to pay the fine within 14 days.
But do you think, in terms of, okay, you call the police, Is it that the police don't investigate the issue of setting off fireworks, or they're so overwhelmed with the fact that probably plenty people are being called during these times, and how much work can you really do, you know, at that point in time?
Correct, because even before we reach to the police, let's say I hear fireworks and I know that I live in Port of Spain, which is a town. Unless so, I know that person shouldn't be setting off fireworks within the town under the current legislation. Let's say one of my neighbors sets off fireworks. How am I going to specify which neighbor it is to be able to inform the police in the first place?
That is interesting as well.
Correct.
And touching on the fireworks, what about scratch bomb? I know there's a prohibition of scratch bombs,
yes,
orders.
And that came into place in 2018, the prohibitions of scratch bombs order, and says that you cannot import it, you cannot sell it. But I am still hearing scratch bombs. Are you still hearing scratch bombs? So, and that was already in place preventing that. Now you want to introduce proposed legislation to enforce against fireworks more. But is it that we're going to be facing the same issue as the scratch bombs? Because why are scratch bombs currently still being sold?
Yeah, and let's deal with in terms of the sale now.
The
sale of these fireworks. In terms of who can sell fireworks?
Who could sell fireworks would be the retail dealers and the wholesale dealers who have the necessary permits and licenses to sell it. So it shouldn't be just normal members of the general public.
And of course, sometimes you still see members of the general public selling these items. So again, it boils down to enforcement proceedings.
Correct.
Now, do you think, in terms of the proposed legislation to regulate the defects in the law, Is it workable? Or because I know there, I would have seen that there was some article where it states that there's no support for fireworks bill. So I mean, I don't know if it's a fact that they probably think that it will not work. Do you think that there's any sort of defects or anything like that in terms of why is it that, let's say, the opposition will not support?
So, right. So what I'm saying is that it's still, while it does introduce more measures, more specificity, what really is going to happen in terms of enforcement, like the example we were given just now, if it is we are not able to identify the offenders, how are the police who are being called after the fact going to be able to identify the offenders? So yes, it is the current legislation requires you, well, no, the proposed legislation requires you to get a permit from the officers within at least 48 hours from when you want to use the fireworks. They also state 14 days prior, you're supposed to, this is the proposed legislation, you're going to have to inform four entities. That will be the municipal corporation in which the fireworks are being intended to be set off, the Civil Aviation Authority, the Environmental Management Authority, as well as the fire services. So we have all these entities who are aware that you're going to set off fireworks, and it has the stipulations under the proposed legislation on what you're going to do. But let's say the majority of the nation all get the permits and they're all going to be setting off fireworks. How are we going to be able to enforce who is breaching the regulation?
But even practicality with respect to obtaining that license, because, correct, I mean, as you know, the bureaucratic system that we face, and if you're asking persons to contact four entities, right, to get a firework permit, then really and truly, whether these entities have the personnel to deal with the volume of people who are intending to set off these fireworks, or whether it should just have a particular unit that deals with fireworks license only, under one body, whether it's under the AGLA or something like that, to streamline the process.
Maybe, but then you still have to look at proportionality, because how large is this unit going to be able to monitor the fireworks being used by the general public? And then especially on the special occasions, because, you know, this proposed legislation still says that you can use fireworks without a permit on public holidays and on New Year's Eve. So then, even if it is you're saying that the use of permit at least creates a list by whereby you know persons who would have been sold fireworks, because obviously the persons obtaining permits are persons who are going to use fireworks. When it is we have these two occasions where persons do not require permits, how are you going to know which persons to look out for that are using the fireworks? And if it is you watch the tradition, it's really on those days which are the exception to the permit, or when the general public uses fireworks. So there lies the problem.
So really, we boil on to whether it makes sense.
Correct. So, persons want to enjoy fireworks, but how are you going to balance that with responsibility?
Because
responsibility is what it all boils down to.
That's true. So let's stick a pin right there. Of course, we have to go to a break. You're watching WESN Content Capital, Strictly Legal. We'll be right back.
Gift giving during a lockdown can still be hassle-free with a gift from FanZone, with delivery options available nationwide. Visit and browse our Facebook and Instagram pages for all your official licensed merchandise and apparel, and have it delivered to your door. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. FanZone, we've got you covered.
Join me, Sule A. Joseph, as I delve into the day-to-day psychological issues plaguing our society. We will discuss behaviors that encompass the biological influences, social pressures, and environmental factors that affect how you think, act, and feel. Psyched, Thursdays at 11:30 a.m. only on WESN, Content Capital.
may seem like the hardest thing to do right now, but we all need each other to wear a mask, wash our hands, watch our physical distance, and stay at home. We need you safe. Together we can make the difference. Together we can curb the spread of COVID-19. So let's be responsible in our actions. The Trinidad and Tobago Red Cross Society. Mission-based, people-focused, community-driven.
And we are back on Strictly Legal, at WESL Content Capital. I am your host, Rondell Donohue, attorney at law. I'm here speaking about fireworks, the law, with Antonia Pierre, attorney at law of Hove and Associates. So, Antonia, we were speaking before the break about rights and responsibilities of individuals.
So we were talking about how do we balance the rights with responsibilities. And in rights, we mean the ability of the general public to enjoy fireworks with responsibility. So in terms of responsibility, maybe something that they could look at is introducing the noise cancelling fireworks, because I know a big portion of persons who are against fireworks is the effect that it has on animals. So maybe the legislation could do something in with regards to that, that it only does the sale of fireworks to the general public, the fireworks that do not have noise.
Yeah, because I note that, sorry to cut you across, but yeah, in terms of the Trinidad and Tobago Society of Prevention of Cruelty of Animals and the Animal Welfare Network had made that suggestion in terms of alternative use of fireworks with that silent.
Yes, I saw that.
Or low noise, that. Yes.
Yes, so that's something that we could do. Or is it maybe that because of the burden that policing the general public with fireworks is going to cause, is it that maybe we have to go to the extent of just stopping the sale of fireworks to the general public?
And is that, I mean, has that been done in other jurisdictions? I mean, because we're looking at the Caribbean here.
So right here in the Caribbean, it is Barbados, I believe, has stopped the sale of fireworks to the general public. Only certain entities, and these are obviously not just individuals, these are actual companies who are trained in the use of fireworks. These are the persons who can buy fireworks and use it. Because at the end of the day, how trained is the general public in actually using fireworks? And that is where the safety and the danger comes in to the other members of the general public.
And I remembered a few years ago actually, where I was driving. And then I think it was around Diwali. Mm-hmm. And there was a neighborhood where there's a lot of festivities. And I drove and someone basically threw a scratch bomb right in front of my vehicle and shattered my glass.
Wow.
You know, and obviously I am always fearful when during these types of holidays to even drive, because you don't know when somebody will just set off something or throw something in the road and cause some sort of havoc basically.
Correct.
And it's always an issue with respect to these type of use of fireworks.
Yes.
Is it just Barbados or are there other sorts of jurisdictions that would have
other jurisdictions? I believe in Chile that the use of fireworks by the general public, it's actually punishable by law. I can't recall the exact law right now, but I believe in Chile. Yeah.
Yeah, and there are lots of issues. I mean, I know China. I mean, China is they are communist. But of course, if you choose, you can call in at 623-9367 or 622-9338 to provide some comments or ask a question. Again, that number 623-9367 or 9376 and 622-9338. So we are speaking with Antonia Pierre of Hove and Associates, attorneys at law. So let's deal with civil remedies. Let's say, for instance, someone found that police are not doing anything. They would have been affected by their neighbor. Then they identify who the person is, the perpetrator, and there would have been some damage to their homes or their pets. What sort of remedies do they have?
Well, nuisance is a cause of action that is actionable in law, so you could bring a claim for nuisance as against your neighbor. But as it stands, like we said, the current legislation does have fines that could be implemented, and the proposed legislation wants to enforce it with a fixed penalty notice. But like we said, it's really how are the police going to determine exactly who is culpable and how many persons are culpable. So then it measures be that you bring action for nuisance against your neighbor.
Of course, in terms of let's say negligence, I mean that could also form part of an element.
Yes, and you're seeking damages and loss for all the damages and loss that's being sustained as regards of this nuisance.
All right, so let's go to the lines. We do have a call from Maribel. Good morning.
Hi, morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Could you please turn the TV down and just listen on the line? Good morning, quickly.
Yeah, I have some neighbors when they time. When they time Diwali and the festival come wrong, they intend to have these fire works all over. If you don't see my yard in the morning, and I can't tell them nothing. I called the police twice, and nobody came. Yeah.
Right.
I remember earlier, my girlfriend, after church, she dropped me home, and she parked up by me a little bit, and if you see her car...
Wow, so you would have identified exactly who the persons were?
Yes, yes.
And then that the issue is with respect to the police not being able to deal with that?
Yeah. They don't come. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for that observation. Because of course, I mean, if you're listening, there's also a remedy in terms of whether you take your neighbors to court on a private issue in terms of nuisance and damage to property. But of course, you know that is daunting and that is costly. Yeah. But it's something in terms of the police needs to implement or needs to at least act on reports.
Yeah. And well, now.
Thank you for your call.
Yeah. And you know, now it's being written in the proposed legislation, it specifically would have a section that says persons, when they're using firework, have to use it in a way that doesn't constitute a nuisance or a danger to the public. So that
is where this is. I mean, it comes as with like it's a catch-22 situation. But of course, yes. We are taking your calls at 623-93676 or 622-9338. I will get these numbers. At the next occasion. I know this is our first time doing our call-in segment. So we shall proceed. Next caller from where? Oh, okay. Yeah. So Antonio. So in terms of how we see things moving forward to regulate fireworks, I know we were discussing whether or not it will actually work, but does it have a timeline in terms of when the Attorney General would be bringing this legislation to Parliament?
I know he is inviting feedback, that all feedback has to be in by the 26th, which would have been yesterday. So I'm guessing we look forward as to what is their way going forward based on the feedback that they would have received at the deadline yesterday.
And then, of course, they would have to have their, I think it's produced their white paper and then
Correct.
Green paper, and of course bring the bill to Parliament, and
Correct.
Then that will be an entire debate mixed with politics.
So...
Yes.
So I guess we'll wait and see.
Right. So 623-9376 or 622-9338. We are speaking about fireworks. The law, if you have any comments, if you have any questions for our guest, you can call in. I know we have just about a few minutes to go. So, Antonio, I know someone would have asked in terms of their pet. Is there any way in terms of... securing your pets? I mean, I know they said keep your pets inside, but do these things actually work?
So, well, that's the issue. Do these things actually work? Because even also, like, for instance, I saw in the proposed legislation where they say that the fireworks cannot be let off within a half-mile radius of the zoo, because obviously that was one of the big issues. The zoo has more than once stated that the use of fireworks affects the animals therein. But is half-mile radius even sufficient? No. So I'm guessing you would have to secure your pets to the best of your ability. But if it is, it's still being used within the vicinity, it's still going to affect the animals.
And the caller made a mention of the police. They're calling the police and the police is not responding. What can she do next if the police is not responding to her calls or complaints? What sort of recourse she has?
With regards to the police?
With regards to the police, yes.
With, if it is that the police is not responding, then you know the usual procedure. If it is you have an issue with the police, you go to the police complaints authority.
And the police complaints authority would do the investigation.
Correct.
Right? And it's important to note as well that you don't necessarily have to call you don't necessarily have to make a report to the police station at your nearest locality.
No, because all stations are required to seek the reports.
Although they still
tell you, we don't
live in this area. Call, if it's San Fernando, you know, call Monterey Post Station or call Marbella or call, you know, Princeton or something like that. And Antonia, any other comments with respect to the incident topic that maybe you want the listeners or viewing public to hear?
I think I just like the general listening public. I'm waiting to see how effective the proposed legislation is really going to be. I think we're eventually going to reach to the point where it may just be that they're going to have to stop the sale of fireworks to the general public to address all of these issues. But as a first step, I think what they need to also look at is the fireworks that do not emit noise. Because I know that currently the noise is a big part of the persons who do not want the fireworks to continue.
And then, of course, there are certain hours. In which the fireworks can be set off?
With any proposed legislation, what they're saying is on those days that do not require permits, which would be public holidays, it will only be allowed to be let off between the hours of 8 and 9. And on New Year's Eve, which is December the 31st, it will be between the hours of 11 to 1.
11 to 1. And that is
so that's 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the 1st of January.
Right. And that is all proposed. So basically, of course, every year you hear the commissioner saying or the minister saying that the public is being asked to be mindful of the effects of the noise and communities, newborn babies and all these various things. One question, though. The EMA, can the EMA get involved in regulating this type of industry?
They could. I'm guessing that they should, because at the end they would have the necessary equipment to measure the noise, and especially because sometimes the fireworks are being let off close to the hospitals and other entities such as these, where the noise could be damaging to the persons within. So
yeah, because it comes as though, you know, during carnival as well.
Correct.
When I think it's when you're going up by the hospital, you have to stop.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to, your music
you have to
stop.
Lower the music before you reach the stage. That's
I think before
correct.
You had to lower it, but now you have to literally cut it off completely.
Once you reach that point on Charlotte Street before you hit the grandstand.
Yes. So it's something that can be adopted. But Antonia, I want to thank you so much for appearing and being a great guest. I'm sure our listening and viewing audience are very enlightened. Of course, you can call us at any time or send in your comments, and we will answer to our best of our ability. So next week again will be another episode of Strictly Legal. So thank you very much, Antonia Pierre.
Thank you for having me here, Rhonda.
Great, thank you so much, and be safe, of course.
Yes.
Always. All right, so this is a wrap, guys. You have been watching Strictly Legal on WESN Content Capital. I am your host, Rhonda Donoa. Of course, you can catch the replay on all our platforms as well as our podcast at Strictly Legal with Rhonda Donoa. So be viewing next Thursday for a brand new episode. God bless.